first of all, let's start by letting people know about New Philadelphia, because I know there are still some people who probably are not quite familiar enough with it. Explain what New Philadelphia was and what's there now, what the site is all about.
Okay. New Philadelphia was a little town out in Pike County that was founded in 1836 by a man who was called Free Frank. His name was Frank McWhorter. He was born in slavery in South Carolina, and over the course of many years, he was able to buy his own freedom and that of his wife and his children and grandchildren. And he came to Pike County about 1830. Some of his children were still in bondage in Kentucky when he came, and he was able, in his lifetime, to get all of them out. Part of the way he was able to do that was by forming the town of New Philadelphia and selling those lots. And that specifically went to get his two oldest daughters out of slavery. The town never was, you know, a very big town, but it survived for over 100 years.
The historical context of New Philadelphia, I mean, this was a rare thing that a former slave was able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we believe that it's the first town in America that was legally platted and registered at the courthouse, founded by an African American. There were many settlements that were, where freed people or even escaping slaves would form their own communities, and sometimes there were towns that were formed by a white person or a group of white people for African Americans, but this is the first time that somebody had it platted and went down to the courthouse and registered the plat. So it is on the National Register of Historic Places and is a national landmark, largely for that reason and for its archaeological potential.
Now, you've had these types of lectures before at the Kinderhook mm-hmm. Lodge yeah. there in Barrie, and you're going to start them again tomorrow, June 4th. Tell us about the first one, Following the Underground Railroad Through the Midwest. Who's coming in and what will this be about?
Yes, that's Dinda Johnson is the Midwest Regional Coordinator for the National Park Service's Network to Freedom program. And this is a program that is trying to sort of consolidate information about underground railroad sites in the country and help with preservation of those sites and education about the Underground Railroad. And New Philadelphia has just been listed with the Network to Freedom. So we'll be able to hear from Dinda about what the project is and what the program is, and as well as New Philadelphia's significance in that network.
Now, of course, the State Museum has lectures in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And, there, of course, there are other towns around the state you could have these types of lectures mm-hmm. as well. Why is it important to do that in that area?
Well, this lecture series actually started as part of the archaeological field schools that we held there for over the course of about 10 years. And it was started as something for the students who were coming to work in the field schools, but we always invited the public, and it was always pretty popular with the local people. And they have asked us, every year that we haven't had archaeology going on, they've asked us to continue the lecture series. So it's sort of backed by popular demand every year.
I should say it's
not just the State Museum. It's sponsored by the New Philadelphia Association, Sprague's Kinderhook Lodge, and this year we have some funding from the Illinois Humanities Council as well.
Tell us about the rest of the series this year, some of the highlights that you see going forward with lectures.
On the second Tuesday, June 11th, will be Stephen McBride. He is an archaeologist who works at the Camp Nelson Civil War Heritage Park in Kentucky. He's going to be talking about both the archaeology and the documentary research he's done down there. Camp Nelson during the Civil War was a commissary depot and also a recruitment center, and it was particularly became a recruitment center for the U.S. Colored Troops. And because of that, it attracted quite a population of wives and families of those troops. And there were some pretty ugly incidents and that pretty much changed the course of history. We also have a small New Philadelphia connection to Camp Nelson, too, and one of the soldiers connected from New Philadelphia was stationed there in the U.S. Colored Troops. So he'll be talking about that on June 11th, And he will also be giving the same lecture or a similar one as part of the Mickey Lecture Series at the State Museum on the following night. Then on the 18th, we have Jean Schultz Angel, who is from the Lombard Historical Society. She has done work as part of her job. They administer the Sheldon Peck Homestead site. Sheldon Peck was a well-known sort of folk artist, did a lot of paintings of people especially, and he also was an abolitionist, and his home was an Underground Railroad site. She has two focuses of her research that are very interesting. One is that she tries to focus more on the freedom seekers, the people who were trying to get to freedom on the Underground Railroad, whereas most of the research has been done about the conductors and the station masters, the people who had a safe house. She focuses more on the escaping slaves and their struggle to get to freedom. She also has studied Sheldon Peck's own network by looking at who he was painting portraits of, and it turns out that quite a few of them were well-known abolitionists, and so I think she's got some very intriguing information about what the connections were between these people, not only in their daily lives and their personal connections, but with their activities in the abolitionist movement and the Underground Railroad.
And you're going to be presenting the final lecture.
Yes. I'll be talking about New Philadelphia and the Civil War, and basically three aspects of what it was like in New Philadelphia. One would be the soldiers who went off to war, both Euro-American and African-American. And then also Pike County was a very, very dangerous place for civilians during the Civil War. There were several murders, and there were particularly three murders that were rather close to New Philadelphia, one really close to New Philadelphia involving an early settler. So I think that gives us an idea of what it was like for the people living there. And then a little bit about the aftermath of the war, where you have widows and orphans and freed slaves coming into the area